Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Cook County Medical Examiner reports three more deaths of COVID-19. They include a 68-year-old woman in Elk Grove Village, a 49-year-old woman, and a 61-year-old man, both from Chicago. Meanwhile, state health officials say a child under the age of one from Chicago is among the latest in Illinois to die after contracting COVID-19, bringing the state's death toll to 47 now. The number of confirmed cases in Illinois has risen to nearly 3,500. WBBM's Jim Goodis has more.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike is the state's public health director.
There has never before been a death associated with COVID-19 in an infant.
Governor Pritzker says to help ensure medical personnel and first responders have personal protective equipment, such as face masks and gloves, to protect them from COVID-19, he's asking any businesses or people who have them to email the state at ppe.donations@illinois.gov.
Each mask or gown or set of gloves will make a difference for one of our frontline workers.
Again, that email is ppe.donations@illinois.gov. The governor is also criticizing people who are still gathering in large groups or not practicing social distancing despite his stay-at-home order.
It doesn't take that many people, frankly, to break the rules and to cause danger to others in their community.
And the governor says new rules are being put in place at supermarkets and grocery stores to better protect shoppers and workers from COVID-19. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Medical workers have enough on their hands battling COVID-19, but the strong winds expected today may be making matters even more difficult. Tents are becoming a new fixture outside hospital emergency rooms. It's the new reality in the time of the coronavirus pandemic, but now those tents are under threat as a large storm system barrels in from the west. It may be packing winds upwards of 50 miles an hour. That's why one official at a large hospital chain said she's advised her members to take down the tents where possible. A Chicago man is charged by police in Northwest Indiana with driving drunk and violating Indiana's ban on unnecessary travel to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Indiana State Police Sergeant Glenn Fifield says other drivers reported a car out of control going eastbound on I-80-94 near Klein Avenue in Gary.
The vehicle was reportedly weaving, struck the inside median wall before it exited at Grant Street. Our trooper dispatched and located the vehicle and driver. The driver had locked himself outside of his vehicle.
In addition to being charged with violating Indiana's COVID-19 non-essential travel ban, Fifield says Clinton Triplett was charged with two counts of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Chicago woman has been charged with driving intoxicated and violating Indiana's stay-at-home order also after a crash on the tollway. Police say 47-year-old Shannon Taylor was driving a white Ford Taurus when it crashed into a red Ford truck on I-90 near the Lake Station Toll Plaza. Taylor tried to drive away and was later pulled over by police. With some Chicagoans worried about paying rent on April 1st, a local movement has begun calling for a citywide rent strike.
Jake Marshall is with the Autonomous Tenants Union, which launched an online petition which so far has collected over 12,000 signatures calling on Mayor Lightfoot to issue an indefinite freeze on rent mortgages and utility payments in Chicago. The petition also seeking a ban in Cook County Circuit Court on the filing of evictions and foreclosures. Marshall tells the Tribune that once the city's moratorium on evictions, which allows landlords to file the paperwork but not to actually evict, is lifted, the hammer is going to drop. He says that is forcing him to take the extra risk of going to work to keep paying rent. Jackie Swike, News Radio at 105.9 FM.
At the United Center today, a PPE drive, a call for personal protective equipment. It'll be this afternoon from noon to 4. Project Cure set it up. It's looking for unopened boxes of latex gloves, hand sanitizer, bleach sprayer bottles, bleach wipes, unused masks, and eye protection goggles. The drop-off is at Lot F on the west side of the UC. The Richards Wilcox Company is transforming its 365,000-square-foot metal fabricating factory into an emergency bed critical response manufacturer. In partnership with Moonlight Slumber, the company is working to create the beds for overflow and quarantine facilities. Richards Wilcox now says it is fully equipped to produce emergency beds for hospitals, short-term medical shelters. As police, firefighters, and paramedics across the city continue to be exposed to the coronavirus, Mayor Lightfoot is now urging Chicagoans to create a personal profile on Smart 911.
Creating a profile will give first responders your medical information before they respond to your emergency call. The mayor says the free and secure service lets people input their medical info so that if someone needs to call 911, the call taker will automatically see any relevant medical information, including whether the caller or a member of their family is under quarantine. Lightfoot said using the Smart 911 system allows first responders to be better equipped to assist callers. John Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.